Take a Number is our series that uses a numerical figure to explore problems around the world. And today's number is 10, which is the percentage of Hungarians who, according to a new EU survey, are totally comfortable having an immigrant as a friend. 10 is clearly not a very large number. Joanna Kakissis explains what's driving xenophobia there and how some are trying to defy it.
Every day at noon, church bells ring as Ebrar Hussein Mirzai finishes his Hungarian language class in Fod, a town near Budapest.
Living in a safe place, having a job, having your family with you, this is what a normal life is to me.
Mirzai is an 18-year-old Afghan refugee. He loves math, libraries, and qawwali, a type of Sufi music. Last year, he was among 1,100 people granted asylum in Hungary.
I never thought that I would stay here and be in Hungary, but I didn't have any other way to find a peaceful place for me to live my life or whether to go back.
His friends warned him that Hungarians hate foreigners, but his teachers and housemates are kind. The supermarket ladies remind him of his grandmother. He even played video games with a border policeman.
Yeah, I'm just a normal person like them. I don't have any problem with them. Or they don't have to have any problem with me.
But newly re-elected Prime Minister Viktor Orban calls refugees Muslim invaders. He's referencing history, one that's coded into the bell ringing at Fod's Roman Catholic Cathedral. The parish priest, Sándor Sibak, and his dog Apollo live next door. Father Sibak explains that the bells toll for the Hungarian military hero János Hunyadi. In 1456, Hunyadi's army stopped the Ottoman invasion of Hungary, just as Orbán, the priest says, stopped an invasion by Muslim migrants.
These healthy young men who come here as migrants, I see them as soldiers coming here to conquer Europe. What Islam couldn't do with the sword back in 1456, it is trying to do now through migration.
I catch the train back to Budapest to run this epic story past a sociologist who has been studying xenophobia for 26 years.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Just fine.
I'm Joanne.
Andre Sheik is 69 with a fuzzy beard and skeptical eyes, like a cynical wizard. Hungarians have suffered a history of invasions, Sheik says, and Father Sándor's fear is existential.
It is the fear that our world would collapse. We will lose everything we have, the way we think, the way we construct our reality. It is doomed to success.
Since 1992, Sheik has polled Hungarians on which nationalities they would admit into the country.
I would find people who would reject all of them.
Sheik once made up an ethnic group, the Perez people. Most Hungarians also rejected the fictional Perez, or Parisians as he calls them. In his home office, he points to a t-shirt with Hungarian writing.
And what does the t-shirt say?
It says the Parisians do not work and they steal our jobs.
Were you surprised at all by the results?
No. The Hungarian form of xenophobia, let's put it that way, is, let's say, the classic form. They are different. We don't know them, therefore we hate them. That's the beast in us.
Hello.
Educator Marcel Keneshe sees the problem.
Hungary is predominantly white and predominantly very Christian. The problem in Hungary is the few opportunities to meet with people coming from different backgrounds.
Keneshe knows that firsthand. He's Jewish.
For some people, it's an oxymoron. You cannot be. It's either or. Either you are Jewish or Hungarian.
He supervises nonprofit programs that bring together children from Christian, Jewish, Roma, and Muslim backgrounds to craft songs, videos, and murals together.
And the notion is that when they finish with the project, they will be proud of what they have done, and they have done it with someone else. And this creates a certain kind of interest towards others.
That may not last. Energized by its re-election, Viktor Orban's government is cracking down on nonprofits that support migration, saying Hungary's identity is at risk. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Budapest.